Good morning, I'm John McHugh, and this is your sports update. Although sources continue to say that the Knicks will let Jeremy Lin walk, there is still no official word as to what the team will do concerning matching the three-year, $25 million offer sheet from the Houston Rockets. The Knicks have until midnight on Tuesday to match that offer, or they will lose him. Making matters more complicated for the Knicks is the potential from a fallout of Jason Kidd's DWI arrest. Kidd was arrested early Sunday morning after running his car into a light pole. The veteran point guard was released on bail Sunday afternoon after being treated for minor injuries. Kidd has pled not guilty, yet no official court date has been set, and neither the league nor the Knicks have commented on the situation. Now to baseball, where it was not a good day for pitching yesterday in the Bronx. A combined 8 home runs were hit at Yankee Stadium as the Yanks failed to complete their sweep of the Angels, falling 10-8. The Bombers rallied in the ninth but came up short after A-Rod popped out with the bases loaded to end the game. Phil Hughes will take the ball for the Yankees tonight as they face the Blue Jays at Yankee Stadium. Henderson Alvarez will go for Toronto. Down to Atlanta, where the Mets could not avoid a sweep at the hands of the Braves, falling 6-1. The Amazons suffered their third straight loss after a poor outing by Johan Santana, who allowed all of the Braves' runs in a 6-run fifth. That inning also saw the ejection of Mets pitching coach Dan Warthen after arguing balls and strikes. Atlanta pitcher Ben Sheets had no problems with that strike zone as he dealt 6 innings of shutout ball in his first major league start in nearly 2 years and picked up the win. The Mets are off today as they travel to D.C. for a big series against the division-leading Nationals, which begins Wednesday night. With sports, I'm John McHugh.